USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Final debate preparations taking place for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Two reports out from the Trump campaign, one of them saying that Biden was wanting 30-minute breaks into the debate. The other that a third party would check both candidates for an earpiece. Biden campaign manager Kate Bedingfield saying neither story is true.
It is completely absurd. Of course, he is not wearing an earpiece, and we never asked for breaks.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes deeply Amy Coney Barrett should be the next Supreme Court Justice.
President Trump has nominated exactly the kind of outstanding person whom the American people deserve to have on their highest court.
The Kentucky Republican saying Barrett's record should be the barometer on what she's judged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A scary situation for law enforcement agencies across the country on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California was spotted without a mask at Dulles International Airport in Virginia on Friday, despite having called in June for the FAA to adopt mandatory mask mandates at airports, on airplanes, and on public transportation due to coronavirus. Feinstein was heading back to the Bay Area on a private plane. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order last week mandating only new electric car sales in California by 2035. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler sent a letter to the governor saying the new mandate may be illegal. Michael Schellenberger is the founder of Environmental Progress and co-founder of Breakthrough Institute. He believes Newsom is off base with this mandate.
I mean, this is nuts. We've never created new technologies by banning existing ones. We didn't get jet planes by banning propeller airplanes. 2% of all new cars sold were electric cars. They're just really expensive. They have all the problems everybody's aware of. You know, this, if you were designing a policy to hurt poor and working people, this would be it. California's electricity rates went up 6 times more than in the rest of the United States since 2011. We had electricity shortages a few weeks ago. If you were to add our entire transportation sector and make it electrical, you would shut down the entire transportation sector when we're running out of electricity. So it's nuts. This is just pure politics.
As more and more people are requesting absentee ballots, there's been numerous mistakes on absentee ballots in New York City. Some, like Sue, are complaining that ballots have the wrong names and incorrect return labels on them.
This mistake could invalidate the ballot. What about the people who've already sent in their ballots who didn't notice to look for this?
That audio courtesy of NBC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.